Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. And before we get to our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
And once in a blue moon.
And once in a blue moon. Lisa Dunn is in the house once again. To help, I don't know if my guys are even awake yet to give you the...
I'm afraid to think what you're going to make it do. This is going to be scary, everybody. I'm sorry. Chickens?
I don't have chickens.
Well, I can't hear anything in my headphones anyhow, so I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to... How's that? A little better now? just having a little bit of fun. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Now, some people will assume that there's no logic or continuity with the days that I invite Lisa to join us on radio. And I looked this morning before we had our before we connected on our date, Lisa, and I figured that this would be the day just for you.
I'm worried.
National Backward Day.
Hey, I got here on time.
And you're not coughing today.
I'm not coughing today. Had a little trouble shutting the door, but we won't discuss that.
We won't discuss that one.
Very complicated.
So let's talk a bit. Let's talk, you know, I used last year and the years before, we did our Girl Scout cookie plan, and I called it a double ending. And, you know, it has to do with Lisa. Unbelievable. No, we're not going that direction this morning. But I refer to it as a double ending because in real estate, a double ending has a good connotation, or has a positive connotation. I'm not sure whether it's good or bad, but we talked about it. This year, I decided that we're going to go with the triple play. Maybe because I knew Lisa was coming in and would probably laugh at me. But here's the triple play of our Girl Scout cookie promotion this year. Now, we find a local group that we promote Girl Scout cookies for through the radio show. Girl Scout Troop 2908 is our beneficiary this year. Then I ask you, let's get together and buy some Girl Scout cookies. And if you send us the money at Ron Siegel Radio, you can either do it through Venmo or Yahoo's Square app, I think it is. Send us the money. We send it over to the Girl Scout troop. The second leg of our triple play is the Girl Scout troop then takes the cookies to a local charity.
Are you sure it's not the Ron Siegel cookie charity?
No, I buy more than enough of my own, and Mindy gets really mad at me with the amount of how many I buy anyway.
Just keeping it real, Ron.
So that's the second leg, is there's a charity. Now, last year, I think we did about 180 boxes that we took over to a women's shelter. So here's the beauty of the third part of it. There's no calories, right? Because you buy them, the Girl Scouts deliver them to somebody else. You don't have a problem like I do. I've beaten anorexia already. You don't have any problem with that. So there's triple play, everybody wins. Love that idea. So if you want Girl Scout cookies, just give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or just message me on Facebook. We'll get you the link for either the Venmo or the Square Cash app, and that way you can get your Girl Scout cookies. Help the Girl Scouts. Help the nonprofit organization. It's a local one. I haven't got them to let me use their name on air yet, but they are a guest on Ron Siegel Radio from time to time.
It's not me.
It's not you.
It's not me. Just want to clarify.
No, not you. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 124 points as we speak. Oil up 7 cents a barrel as we speak. We're looking at the bond market, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.74 right now. Doing well there. The 30-year Fannie Mae bond. Now, remember, you can't look at bonds and the 10-year Treasury yield in the same light because yield is opposite of what the bonds are doing. So the 30-year Fannie Mae bond down 8 basis points means interest rates are up on that one. So, yeah, that's just the way it is right now. But the interest rates did go up a little bit this morning. You know, they're still near unbelievable. You know, for those of us that are old like me, you look at it, last week's Fannie Mae mortgage market survey, 4.15%. This week it'll be a little bit higher. I know that already because we've been watching what the market's done all week long. But 4.15. I paid, I think, 18 when I bought my first house. 18. So at 4.15, don't complain too much. Moving right along. Let's see the news of the day. You got there's only one news story that we can talk about this morning, and it was the Sourpuss Convention. I mean, the watching Democrats last night at the State of the Union. They did what the Democrats in Congress do best. Well, they sat on their hands, did absolutely nothing. You talk about some of the things that are typical or basic tenets of the Democrat Party, right? Infrastructure, not something you would generally associate with the conservatives, but infrastructure. Yeah, what did the Democrats do? They sat on their hands. You talk about unemployment of African Americans, lowest in recorded history. The Democrats sat on their hands. You talk about military, and one of the instances, I tweeted it out last night, Democrats sitting on their hands. Did you see Nancy Pelosi? I don't know. She must have been sitting on some pins or something. If you look at what she looked like, if you look at what Chuck Schumer looked like, they must have been sitting on some pins. And then the jerk of jerks, and that's the best thing that I can say about the jerk of jerks, Luis Gutierrez. Somebody should, well, I shouldn't say that. He's from Illinois, so they will take care of him their own way. But his commentary that about the president of the United States, now I can understand there's a lot of people that don't like the president. I'll admit to you, I'd love to have lunch with him, but you know, he's narcissistic. He is outspoken. He's arrogant. You know something? He's the president of the United States. And jerk-face Gutierrez, you know, Gutierrez actually made Mad Maxine Waters actually look good. But here's what his comment was, the president delivered a great speech. I wonder who translated it for him from Russian. Really? What an idiot. I mean, talk about, you know, I don't want to give any insight here because I did get in trouble with one of our general managers one time. But Gutierrez, I think, yeah, that's the best thing I can say for Gutierrez. What an idiot. I mean, but you know something?
What are you doing?
We'll see what his constituents have to say when, you know, obviously we know that Nancy Pelosi this morning doubled down on the issue that, you know, those crumbs that people are getting for $1,000. I had a conversation last night with my son. He's 28 years old. We went out for dinner last night. I said, would it bother you if somebody gave you $1,000? He said, Dad, I'll take it any time. I wonder if Miss Pelosi will be handing out $1,000 checks, being that they're just crumbs. Just my personal thoughts right there. 70% of the viewers had a positive attitude, according to the CBS poll. Very positive or somewhat positive. 70% of the viewers. 62% agreed that the president's suggested policies would move the country in the right direction, even more encouraging for the Republicans. CBS News found that 3 in 4 Americans approved of the speech. The fourth were the Congress people in the Senate side, on the Democrat side. Pretty simple right there. And again, the jerk Gutierrez. Now, here's all you need to know about the jerk Gutierrez. As there is a chant of USA in the chamber, Gutierrez gets up and leaves. Does that make any sense to you? Well, I mean, at least Mad Max decided that she wasn't even going to show up, and I think a military man decided he'd take her seat. Maybe he'll take her seat out of Congress, too. Just a thought right there. A lot more going on in the news, but we will continue our conversation. I think we may even have a significantly political show today because Lisa came in here and has some sort of a ballot measure for us to talk about. So we'll see about that one. Do you like the idea? Do you know about the idea? You know, again, we are in Taxifornia, the state of confusion. Love listening to what ironically enough, the Fires Fighters Union wants higher taxes for retired firefighters. That's the basis of it. So if you want to get more information on that part of our conversation, we're going to chat with Lisa Dunn, Casabella Realty, about that one when we come back. A study shows millennials deserve more credit. Really?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, T teach your kids to avoid common credit mistakes. We'll talk about it. And the new tax plan's impact on homeowners. I bet Lisa's studying this one as well. We might even tell her what we're going to talk about as we get closer. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, you got a lot on the docket. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our good friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, buying a house, the fast pass loan approval. They're the only one that I know that has it. Save maybe up to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. Fast pass from Gold Star. Stock market, it's one up 122 points right now as we speak, recovering some of the losses from yesterday. The gain is led by blowout earnings from Boeing, which makes up 9% of the Dow and almost 1% of the S&P 500, as well as optimism from President Trump's State of the Union address last night. and a much stronger than expected ADP, easy for me to say, employment report. The mortgage bonds are lower, as we spoke about. Later this afternoon, around 11 o'clock our time, the Federal Reserve will release their statement from their two-day meeting. This will be Janet Yellen's final meeting as Fed chair. The Fed is not expected to hike rates, but their comments on their balance sheet reduction plan, quantitative tightening as opposed to quantitative easing, inflation, future hikes, and taxes will be closely watched. We'll have the reports for you. Again, that ADP report showed that there were 234,000 jobs created in the month of January, which was much stronger than expectations of 185 to 195,000. The December read of 250 was revised slightly lower to 242,000, remaining very strong. The job gains were almost all on the service side, which, yeah, that's not as good as it sounds, added 212,000 jobs. Largest contributors, leisure and hospitality, education, health services, and administrative support services. The one that you always want to watch right there is manufacturing. They added 12,000 and construction added 9,000. So that part of it is good for the market. Those are the high wage jobs, manufacturing and construction. Those are the best ones that we want to always be looking for. Yeah, there's a lot more to the report. If you want the whole thing, let me know. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So I've shared with you a few times in the past the idea, and I'm just looking at those who are watching us this morning. Good morning, Scott. Hey, Tim, good to see you there, buddy. Grandpa Tim, Roberto, Rita, Joshua, Tony, Carrie, Pam. I can't see all the way down the rest of the list. Hey, but oh, Roger's on there, I see, this morning as well. So those folks that are over 55 years of age, you want to listen closely to this part of the broadcast, because Lisa Dunn is here. I think you can't have a business card. There's no way that you could possibly have a business card. You must have a sheet of paper.
Oh,
with the California Association of Realtors.
I just have Realtor on my business card, but if you want, I can start handing out resumes. Would that be better?
Well, resume wouldn't be it, because it's all active.
Well, that's true.
Right? The California Association of Realtors, National Association of Realtors, Women's Council of Realtors.
National Association of Women in Real Estate Business.
Holy cow.
Finance Committee for CRMLS. A bunch of other stuff, too.
And on top of that, you take care of helping families get new houses.
Yeah. I actually sell real estate.
Nice.
I sell real estate. I actually walk the walk, talk the talk, and, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know, I mean, people don't realize that realtors do more than sell houses. At least some of us realtors do more than sell houses. We're basically...
Wait. You're going too far. There's quite a few realtors that don't even sell houses.
Okay. Well, some of us that actually sell houses, we actually do more than that.
Right.
And we are the advocates for the homeowners, because the homeowners really don't have any advocates out there lobbying for them in the government and trying to make a difference.
And just to brag for you a little bit.
Go for it, Ron. Brag about me all day long, baby.
But the idea that homeowners associations have to tell us whether they're FHA approved or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a project of yours.
Yeah, that's a project of mine.
Homeowners associations telling us what the transfer fees are.
That's another little side project I got going on the DL right now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You know, sometimes you just have to take matters into your own hands.
Right?
So as soon as I have news on that, you'll have to reschedule me so I can tell you what
doing. We'll have to look and see when it's National Backwards Day again.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
okay,
today's backwards day, so schedule.
Right, exactly. So
anyhow.
Right now, today we're talking about senior citizens. Now, usually I spend Thursdays talking about our senior issues, but, you know, this one was a pretty fast, and it was National Backward Day, so we had to make an exception to come in on Tuesday. Tell us about this project that you're working on now.
Well, this project is actually one that all of the realtors, whether they're working or not, are helping do.
Do they know they're helping?
You know, some of them don't. So hopefully, you know, I kind of put out a little Facebook Live earlier letting people know, if you're a realtor, come find out what that $100 assessment that you got hit with this year is going towards.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Because we're financing this, and it's not trying to do something with the legislation. We are actually going for a ballot proposition. And right now, I'm sure you're familiar with it, and I'm sure a lot of your viewers and listeners are familiar with it. If you're over 55, they have what's called Prop 60 and Prop 90, and they allow you a one-time to take your property tax base. Let's say you bought your house years and years ago.
Portability of your property.
Yes, portability. I was trying to explain what portability is. That's okay, Ron. That's fine.
I'm a simple guy. I understood
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, you can take that tax base with you one time to either the county you're in or a reciprocal county. And there weren't that many of them out there. I think maybe 12 or something.
Yeah, I heard it was 11 out of, 50-some counties in the state of
confusion. There's not very many places that you could do this. So you had this one time that you could do it, and you had to buy down. And, you know, that's kind of hard. When, you know, 55 is not that old.
Right.
I personally don't think it's that old.
And the older we get, the younger it
seems. That's right. I'm still relatively around that number. But it's, you know, it's one of those things that I look at in my life.
I'm relatively around.
That's a topic for another. That's going back to the Girl Scout cookie.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm looking at my own, you know, trajectory in life saying, yeah, I'm in a house now. Maybe I might want a bigger house. You know, maybe I might want one of those really cool new places that they're building out in Rancho Mission Viejo in South Orange County that, you know, they have little senior communities within each one of their villages that they're building. And most of those are priced way higher than most homes that seniors bought previously. And so you don't really have that opportunity to buy up and take your tax base with you. And what if I buy one of those houses and then I want to downsize because my situation's changed? So, you know, there's a lot of times you'd want to be able to move this.
Part of that
and
has,
you can't right
yeah,
now.
Part of it has to do with, I mean, when you think about it, you can take that property-based portability issue one time, starting at age 55.
Mm-hmm.
We keep our houses in this country right now, it's for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Historically, it's been 6.
Yeah.
But so you could actually, in all reality, be moving five times. If we go back to the 90s, right, where we were 90s, 2000, up until 2008, where we kept our houses for 6 years, you're 30 years in retirement, there's a possibility you could move 5 times.
Yeah, you may decide you want to move somewhere else, you know, and then your kids have kids, and now you want to be by your grandkids, and then you realize that really wasn't such a good idea, and you want to go back somewhere else. You know, there's things that happen in your life, and in this one-time
especially
exemption,
moving.
Yeah, exactly. And so this one-time exemption really isn't that, you know, it's like one time. So you're really like, where do I want to go? I can only use this one time.
Right.
So what us realtors are doing is we want the seniors to be able to go anywhere they want, as many times as they want, and buy whatever they want in the lovely state of California. And we have the Tax Portability Initiative. And we're collecting signatures. We need them all collected and turned in by the end of February. And that would put this on the ballot for November, which would allow
it to be done by the end of February.
Yeah, we got to get all of our signatures collected.
So we've only got another 4 weeks.
We got to hurry, Ron.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have petitions, and we'd be happy to get petitions out to you. Just send us a little message here on Facebook. I got 200 coming to me in the mail, and I'm not afraid to send them out. And what this would allow is to let seniors go anywhere in the state. We're not going to have those county restrictions. They can buy up. There is a special blended tax thing for a purchase upward, but you can do it as many times as you want. And one thing that people are concerned about, I know some of our union friends, shall we say.
We'll talk about that one in the next segment.
Oh, we'll have to wait for that.
Why would the state unions be against the seniors being able to take their property taxes with them?
And giving those firefighters and police and teachers and this and that places to live.
Right? I mean, it seems to me pretty odd. Why would they not? Why would they be against?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Well,
we're going to get the truth from Lisa in just a minute, because to me it seems that why would the unions be against this? And I understand their logic. Well, I understand their philosophy. I generally don't understand logic of unions too much.
Oh, you have a problem with logic anyhow, Ron, but we won't go there.
You know me oh too well. But we're going to talk about why the unions are going to be against this. The state employee unions usually have a whole lot of money. When they're against something, They don't mind spending other people's money. They're very active in doing that. So we're going to talk about that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, millennials deserve more credit, really? And are you teaching your kids to avoid these common credit mistakes? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio Market. There are solutions, well, that means opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit. Toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit. It has the mortgage calculators in there. Home affordability worksheets are in there. And access to real-time interest rates. Let you know how to do that as well. My favorite word, text toolkit to 79564. Study shows millennials deserve more credit. when it comes to talking to millennials about, when it comes to talking about millennials, there are many stereotypes out there that have influenced the way the public feels about the generation, whether it's the assumption that millennials are irresponsible with money and would rather buy avocado toast than save for a down payment, or that millennials jump from job to job. The majority of these stereotypes paint the generation in a negative light. And I wouldn't even want to go and talk about the millennials that they interviewed at New York University, NYU, on Monday, asking them what they thought about the State of the Union address, which had not happened yet, but they gave their opinions on what their thoughts were on how it was delivered, what the content was. Pretty fascinating. New study by Bank of America entitled Better Money Habits Millennial Report recently came to the defense of that generation when it reported that, and I quote, millennials deserve more credit. I wonder if they're talking about what aspect they're talking about credit, both from themselves and from others, for their mindfulness when it comes to money and their lives.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Some key takeaways from the study proving that millennials deserve more credit for what they are already doing. 63% are saving. 47% have $15,000 or more in savings. 54% are budgeting. 73% who have a budget stick to it every month. 57% have a savings goal. 67% who have a goal stick to it every month. 46% have asked for a raise in the past 2 years. 80% who asked for a raise got one. 59% feel financially secure. 16% have $100,000 or more in savings. I wonder if this study was done in the United States. Many have wondered if millennials even want to own their own homes or if they would choose to rent instead. Well, not only do they want to own their own homes, but many already do and are looking to trade up. A recent study by Realtor.com shows that 49% of Americans who plan to sell their home in the next 12 months are millennials. Danielle Hale, Realtor.com's chief economist, gave some insight into why millennials are looking to sell. I quote, the housing shortage forced many first-time home buyers to consider smaller homes and condos as a way to literally get their foot in the door. Our survey data reveals that we may see more of these homes hitting the market in the next year, unquote. The bottom line, not every millennial fits into the stereotypes that are so prominent in our society. Those who have risen above the stereotype are ready and willing to buy a home of their own, and many others already have. That is the Real-Time Real Estate segment brought to you again by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get your ultimate home finance toolkit. So, Lisa, you heard this report on millennials. What are your thoughts?
Hey, shout out to my sons, Ryan Dunn, Kevin Dunn. Both of them have five figures in their savings accounts.
Nice.
They're my millennials. Yay. Yes, very proud of them.
You know, something, and you should be. I mean, because it's great to hear that because there are so many. I look at so many credit reports, you know, when we're consulting with young people, and a lot of them don't have the savings. A lot of them have a tremendous amount of debt, especially I just looked at a young family recently, $200,000 in student loan debt, and it wasn't really an advanced degree.
Well, you know, one thing that we never really talked about much, and it's kind of veering off of what your topic was, but it's sticking with it. Sorry about that. A lot of the millennials, I think, watched their parents struggle during the recession.
Absolutely.
Both of my sons were going to college at that point in time. And, you know, hey, everything was great until 2008. And that was when second son was going off to UC Davis while I had another one transferring to Ithaca College in New York. And my friends would be calling me up saying, oh my God, Lisa, my HELOC got frozen on my house. You know, I can't draw off my home equity line. How am I going to pay for my son to go to college or my daughter to go to college? Because that was what a lot of us were planning on using to finance the college debt of our children.
Right.
And now we don't have any, or if we did, we can't access those lines.
Which is a fascinating story right there, Lisa, because I talk to a lot of folks and I hear people, they look at me like I'm nuts. And most of the time I am, but I say that home equity is very, very high risk.
It is very high risk. And, you know, I'm not saying it was the right thing to do, but at the time, you know, that whole recession time between, you know, 2008 and 2012, you know, the world was kind of knocked off its axis financially.
Sure.
And a lot of us were going into it thinking, hey, you know what, we've got the money to pay for our kids' school. Maybe not the smartest thing. You know, I actually didn't do that myself. But this is how, you know, our kids are on their way to college and you got to finance it somehow. So guess who's getting loaded with the debt? Our kids. The debt that we would have took on, the kids took on. You'd think by now people would be a little bit smarter about it. But, you know, it's one of those situations that I feel bad for a lot of the people entering their 30s right now, or their low 30s, because their parents, you know, I'm being one of them, we thought we could have helped them.
Right.
And in the meantime, we're struggling to keep our house, struggling to keep our job. And our kids had to really shoulder a lot of that debt that we were hoping we would have been able to take on.
Absolutely. So here's one of the issues that I talk about regularly on the broadcast. And I'm going to share this again because I consult with people offline a lot about this. The concept that home equity is high risk, and not that I want your property to depreciate, but I don't want you to keep your equity locked up there, because then you're dependent on somebody else. You're dependent, and I'm going to share this with you. I've led a lending team for years. I've been in financial services for a lot longer than I want to admit. Banks and lending institutions do not lend money to people that need money. They don't do it. They lend money to people who want money. And I'm going to suggest that if you can arbitrage, the arbitrage here is, and I'm going to explain that a little bit, is if you can borrow money at 4 or 4.25 and lend that same money out at 6 or 7 or 8, you're going to have a positive of 1 or 2% right there. But you also have something else that's much more important. You have control, right? You don't have to worry about a bank freezing your line of credit because the money's already out of the real estate.
Exactly.
Now, don't go buy a new car. Don't go buy a new boat.
Don't go on a vacation. Or anything like that.
Right? You need to put that money into safe, secure investments. We're going to have Todd Halterman coming on talking about an investment that's 20% over the last 12 months, and it's in real estate. Think about that one. 20% over the last 12 months in real estate, and you get a monthly check, by the way. Think about that concept. So, you know, it's just a different way of doing it, but most people don't hear about those things because mom said I should pay off my house.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's caused a lot of people to lose their homes during the recession, too, is hang on to that house no matter what. Just hang on to that house. And I saw people plow through every penny of their savings, run up their credit cards, taking cash advances.
Retirement funds.
Yeah, trying to save their homes, which they lost. So,
right.
You know, if somebody gives you this, you know, crazy advice, whether it be, you know, what to do, just run it by a professional.
Run it by a professional
just to see if it's, you know, honest to
and,
God.
And several of them, because there's a lot of professionals that have an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Right.
Very
I mean,
true.
When I had my license at Merrill Lynch, they kind of told us you can talk to people about this, but you can't talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Right. Now that I don't have a license in and I'm not SEC regulated,
he can say anything he wants.
I can tell you the truth.
That's scary.
Most people say that part is scary, right? But you can actually give people your honest opinion and back it up, right? Because I couldn't tell somebody to buy options when I was at Merrill Lynch. They didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell somebody to take the money out of your property and put it into a safe, secure investment as long as you had a spread,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't costing you money or cash flow positive. They didn't like that idea. Things that Merrill Lynch didn't sell, they didn't want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, that's kind of like lenders with VA loans.
Right.
If a veteran comes in and meets with the lender and the lender doesn't do VA loans or doesn't know how to do a VA loan, they're going to say, well, you know, there's better loan programs out there for you. You don't need to be using your VA benefits of a zero down and a really killer interest rate. Come up with a loan product that I can do for you, and I'm
right.
just going to stick it to you, and you're not even going to know about it.
And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, the best loan on the market, the best loan. And, you know, you might say it's self-serving because I do lead a lending team, full disclosure. The VA loan is the absolute best loan on the market
absolute
if you qualify.
Absolute best. If you
served.
If you're active military or if you've served – You'd be foolish not to explore this. Absolute best loan out there. Zero down. Use their money, not your own. Keep it in the bank.
Right. And there's a lot of options too. So, and if you get to a seller that doesn't want to do the VA loan, find a new property. And that seller, you know.
Tell your agent to call me and I'll educate them real quick.
Absolutely. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. The new tax plan's impact on home ownership. I wonder if Lisa has an opinion on this one.
Lisa has an opinion on everything.
I've heard that one before. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the word on wealth segment. You know something? The word on wealth segment today is being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. I got to get that plug in there for our friends over at Credit Sanitizer. Go on there, register, get your credit report, get the emails that come to you to help you enhance your credit score. A couple of issues that we'll just kind of tidy up on this morning, and we might talk about the tax plan's impact on homeowners. If not, we'll get that one tomorrow, but talked about the triple play earlier about our Girl Scout cookies. Give us a call at 800-306-1990 or send me a message Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. The Facebook Messenger has it as well. And you can get our, was it Square app or Cash app by Square and the Venmo to buy Girl Scout cookies. Beneficiary is Girl Scout Troop 2908. Then I just got a message from our friends over at the Orange County Family Justice Center. They would be thrilled to get Girl Scout cookies delivered to them. We want to try and get to 1,000 boxes this year.
I think we need to have a hashtag, Ron Needs Cookies.
Yeah, there we go. Ron
Let's
Needs
do that.
Cookies.
Ron Needs Cookies.
Exactly. Let's get that one going. We're doing it for the benefit of the folks, the women and girls, our children, over at Orange County Family Justice Center. So looking out for them. So we had a question that we've got to get here, Lisa. It looks like from Jeff.
Jeff, my number one fan out there. It came in on my feed,
on
not
your
yours.
Feed. I know
Whoa.
That. Difference between a Cal Vet loan and a VA loan, Lisa.
Well, number one, thank you for a question I can answer, Jeff. And the difference.
Come on, Jeff. You can do better than that.
Don't egg him on, okay? on the CalVet is ran by the state of California, the Veterans Affairs Department, and it is a product that veterans in California can get. Now, granted, interest rates are higher than the federal VA loan program loans, which what we always talk about, the VA loans, that's actually insured by the VA administration, the Veterans Administration. Listen to me, silly me. And so, you know, that's one product, but the CalVet's a different product. And that actually is, I want to say it's a land grant. Now, I'm really going back here because it's not like a normal purchase where you get a loan and then the deed's in your name and you say, hey, look, I own this house because the deed says my name on it. On a CalVet loan, actually, the CalVet is on the deed. You're not. And it's an interesting program, not very well utilized. Again, the interest rates are higher. A few years back, they actually...
Well, maybe that's why it's not utilized, is because you're only getting 100% loan on the VA.
Yeah, and nobody knows about it. Nobody, you know, why pay a higher interest rate? Nobody knows what it is. You're not holding title to the home. And there used to be a restriction that you had to use it 20 years from the time that you got out of the service, and then after that, you couldn't use it anymore. And nobody's really advertising the fact that that rule went away. So, you know, Jeff, stick with the VA is easier unless you really want to be a troublemaker and go out and get the CalVet. In fact, that there was so much overage a few years ago in the CalVet mortgage account that Prop 41, which was to help homeless veterans and other affordable housing people, they took $600 million out of the CalVet mortgage fund and used it for building veteran housing. Now, they're still building this housing. It's been since 2014. Bureaucracy at its finest. But now they're saying that CalVet has no money. So I don't know. It's a weird situation. Just stick with the VA. I think you're better off. And Ron can do a VA loan.
Absolutely. So we'll stick right there. Now, during the first segment or second segment today, we brought up this concept of why the unions are against the tax portability product.
Yeah, it seems that the biggest fight that we're facing, if we get enough signatures to put this on the ballot, and so everybody who wants a petition, message Ron and we'll get you one, and with instructions too, because it's very, very specific how you sign this.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is a state of confusion.
Yeah, everything's crazy. That. You talk about backwards? Oh, this is backwards. We're expecting to have a lot of opposition from sources that you really wouldn't think we would be having opposition from, and that would be the firefighters union, possibly police. And what they're saying is, and this is erroneous information, they're saying that if people can take their tax base, that we're taking money out of the firefighters' pocket. Honestly, that's not true. It's not true because whoever buys the senior's house is going to be paying a higher property tax rate
than what the senior was leaving.
Exactly. And if the senior doesn't move, they're not going to collect any more money.
Right.
If the senior moves and another senior buys it, well, maybe their tax rate's higher. Odds are it's probably going to be one of those millennials looking to buy a house.
Well, that's the issue there, Lisa, and you may know this, you may not know this, Anthony. I don't know if anybody's even been as loony as me to ask this question, but if a senior moves, somebody's buying their property,
mm-hmm.
and that person or that individual has departed another property,
mm-hmm.
and so what is, how many, I wonder if when a senior moves, how many sales does that trigger?
It could be
right, all the way down the chain.
It could just, the chain could go on and on, and then we're not even talking about when somebody moves. What benefits to the economy are there when somebody moves?
Which is huge.
Huge. I wish I could remember.
Well, I know we did a study of that
mm-hmm.
back in 2009 or 2010 when we had the $8,000 tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that study showed that a tax credit that generated $8,000 actually brought profit of about $40,000 in tax revenue
mm-hmm.
to the federal government.
Well, and the jobs that are created by people needing a washing machine, by people that right. want new flooring.
Well, that was part of the things that were included in it, was the commissions that were generated to the real estate professionals, the commissions generated to the lending community. You have the wages that went to the movers,
mm-hmm.
and then there was
and all of your ancillary services too. You have
right.
your home inspectors, your termite,
all those people,
are
paying
yeah,
income
title
tax.
People. Everybody's get every your. There's so many people that benefit from just the sale of the home, let alone what people do once they get
right.
in, wanting all of, you know, I want new floors.
Because there was
floors.
A statistic
I
on the
that.
Rehab once people moves in too.
Exactly.
So it was a huge amount of money when they give a benefit. In fact, right now, I'm probably the only one out here saying this, but, you know, it wouldn't be the first time, is if you remember back in 2009, 2010, when they had that $8,000 tax, the benefit for a buyer,
mm-hmm.
right? We wanted to promote people buying property. Why aren't we doing that for a seller right now?
Oh, I don't know.
We need inventory.
We do need inventory. And, you know, if we can get this initiative on the ballot, we get this passed, that's going to create 4,300 transactions in the state of California that currently aren't happening now. And one thing that's interesting too, just so people know, if they hear union folk or actually even county tax assessors saying, well, you know, this is going to take money out of our pocket. All of the studies that the tax assessors are doing are based on static numbers. They're not using dynamic numbers.
Okay. Now you're getting into technicality.
That's about as technical as I get
I'm
on
a
that.
Simple guy. What's the difference between a static number and a dynamic number?
Well, the dynamic number is not taking into consideration somebody moving in and paying a higher property tax rate and the benefits to the community, the sales tax revenue that's going to be generated. They're just using static numbers. And if you use the static numbers, yeah, it looks like not much is going to happen. But you start using those dynamic numbers that we're talking about, then you see the real benefits of this, but expect not to hear about that.
Right.
Because the tax assessors in the different counties are not going to be using those dynamic numbers when they actually should be.
And in most instances, a static number is a number that is really easy to identify.
Mm-hmm.
A dynamic number is very difficult to quantify.
Well, yeah, it means they have to work. They have to think about this and actually do a study. And that is our biggest problem with this right now is misinformation that's going to get out there. And, you know, I'm not saying this is a realtor looking to go out and make a buck. I'm thinking of clients that I've had wanting to buy a new property and moving up and saying, I can't do it because I can't take my tax base. Or I want to move to San Luis Obispo County, but they're not a participating Prop 90 county, so I can't make that move, so I'm going to stay here. This is not only talking about tax money. We're talking about people's enjoyment of their lives, what it is that they want to do, giving them the freedom to move anywhere that they want without being penalized by not being able to take their tax base with them. There's a big picture to this, and hopefully if, you know, you want to help, and you're a senior, I hate saying
or you
seniors.
Want, or
you if you're 55 or over and just want to be able to live your life however you want in a home that you own, we will send you a petition.
And you know, this is Taxifornia. We know that a lot of the unions enjoy the taxes. But I would say if you're a rank and file firefighter, police officer, and you're thinking that you may eventually be 55 and you may eventually want to move, you might want to tell your union, hey, you know something, I like this tax portability concept.
Or if you've been out looking for a house for 9 months and you can't find one and you're a firefighter or a police officer and all you want to do is buy a home, this might generate a few more houses to hit the market so you have somewhere to live.
It would be a shame to see if we had a bunch of these petitions over at the local firehouse. Just a thought for you, but but the other thought that I have for you is set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, like Lisa Dunn, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember,
hashtag Ron needs cookies.
Make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.